Christ, we celebrate a very wonderful feast here today. It is the feast of Christ the King. In regards to the age of the church, this is a relatively new feast. This feast was first instituted in 1925 by Pope Pius XI. The reason why Pope Pius XI gave us this feast here today on the last Sunday in October was because of the great evils he had seen during that time coming upon the church. The great evils that he had seen were laicism. Laicism is that ideal or ideology of a country to drive Christ, to drive the Catholic Church out of it. What Pope Pius XI had noticed was that many countries had turned their backs on Christ. Many countries were restricting the Catholic Church, were restricting the bishops and the priests. One example is what happened in Mexico. In 1917, Mexico had ratified a new constitution which had laws that restricted the church. These laws were not enforced at first, but it wasn't until President Calles in 1924 that they started to be enforced. So there were laws against the church. There were laws restricting what the bishops and the priests could do. And in fact, it came to the point where all the churches were closed and the bishops and the priests were told to not function or even kicked out of Mexico. We know what response happened in the year 1927, or around that time frame. The Catholics rose up against the Mexican government. We know about the Cristeros. We know that the Cristeros fought against the government, fought against the controls that they were imposing against the churches. We also have many priests who stayed in Mexico during that time and worked undercover to help the faithful. One such priest was Father Michael Pro. We know about Father Michael Pro because there's a really good book that's written on him, but also because of the fact that he was eventually captured. Father Pro worked undercover or underground, if you want to call it that, for some time, but eventually he was captured, and President Calles wanted to make an example of him. He wanted to make an example of him before all of the Catholics and all of the priests to really drive it home to them, their ideology. So what did they do? They executed him. They had cameras and different news stations there, and they put him before a wall that was filled with bullet holes already, and they had a firing squad kill him. So, but before Father Pro was martyred, he had yelled out, "Viva Cristo Rey." Viva Cristo Rey was the cry of the Cristeros. Long live Christ the King. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is truly our King. If we go to Sacred Scripture, what we find from both the Old Testament and the New Testament are there are many passages that talk about our Lord as King. One such passage is Psalm 22. You can see, "The Lord ruleth me, and I shall want nothing." There are other psalms like Psalm 71, where it talks about our Lord, prefigures him as a king. If we go to the book of Numbers, we see that it says, "Out of Jacob shall he come that shall rule." When going to the New Testament, we have just as much or even more cases where it speaks of our Lord as a king. Right away in the book of Matthew, it talks about the three wise men coming from the east. These three wise men are coming from the east with gifts to give our Lord. When they come, they first go to Jerusalem, and they go to King Herod, and they ask King Herod, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" If we go to our Lord's passion and death, what we find is in the gospel here today, Pilate asks our Lord, "Thou art a king?" And our Lord responds, "Thou sayest it, I am a king." One other example that we can see from Scripture is our crucifixes. If you look at a crucifix, we see the I-N-R-I above our Lord. And that is for Latin, which says, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Going from Sacred Scripture now to the fathers of the church, the fathers of the church, those who lived within 100 or so years after the time of our Lord, they give us testimony to the kingship of our Lord as well. Consider just one here, St. Cyril of Alexandria. St. Cyril had said, Christ has dominion over all creatures. But, my dear friends in Christ, in today's gospel, when Pilate first asks our Lord if he is king, our Lord responds, he says, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. My dear friends in Christ, our Lord's kingdom is in heaven, and that is our home. We are the subjects of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings. Our Lord is the King of Love, and we are all striving and should be working to save our soul so that we can be with our Lord forever in heaven. In our day today, we live in very evil times. We know that all around us in the world, there is a loss of faith, and that there are countless occasions of sin. But my dear friends in Christ, our King has not abandoned us. He is still here with us, and he certainly will be with us until the end of time. So we should have confidence and take hope that our Lord is truly the King of Love. My dear friends in Christ, we are the subjects of a great and the greatest King. But let us ask ourselves, are we a good subject of our Lord? What is a good subject of our Lord? A good subject is one who rejects the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world is that turning of one's back on our Lord and turning their heart to the sinful things of this world. Someone who has Christ at the center of their heart strives to do their very best to please Almighty God, to overcome sin, to pray their prayers well, to keep the commandments, and I pray that we may all be striving to be good subjects of our Lord. Also, a good subject of our King also longs for the day of judgment. That is, a good subject longs for when this life here ends, and they can finally go and be with our Lord forever in heaven. My dear friends, we celebrate a wonderful feast here today, the Feast of Christ the King. Pope Pius XI knew the great dangers that faced the church at his time. But we certainly know that even in our day and age, more than ever, we need to make sure that our Lord rules over our hearts, our homes, our family, and our country. We should strive to do our very best, to practice the Catholic faith, and to love Almighty God with all of our hearts. If we do our very best to be good subjects of our Lord, we're going to please Almighty God very much, but we're also going to be instruments in the hands of Almighty God. We're going to be the tools that God uses to help for the conversion of other souls. So by living a good Catholic life, especially at home, we're going to set a good example that others will notice. When others notice this, they're going to realize that we have a joy, that we have a peace, that we have a treasure that the world does not know. My dear friends in Christ, when we follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our King, he gives us peace and joy and happiness in this life, but he also sends us many crosses. These crosses are a means for us to become saints and help for the sanctification of our family members, our friends and loved ones, our country, and all of the faithful, and all of mankind all over the world. So let us thank Almighty God for this wonderful feast he's given us here today, and let us ask ourselves, do you desire, or do we desire, for Christ to reign over our hearts and over our homes? I pray that each and every one of us has that desire, and that that may be inflamed within us here today, that I want my Lord to rule over my life and all that I do. I want to live a good Catholic life. And one of the best means for us to do that is to ask our Blessed Mother for help. Mary will help us in all our troubles and all of our difficulties. Mary will guide us, and she will lead us on the right way. But we have to make the first step. Let us ask our Blessed Mother for help. Let us ask her for in all the troubles and the trials that we have, and Mary will certainly guide us. We should have absolute confidence in our Blessed Mother. Mary will lead us to our Lord and King. So if we go to her Immaculate Heart, she will lead us to our Lord's Sacred Heart. Let us make sure and strive that we may repeat in our own lives those same words that the Christians in Mexico had repeated over and over again during their time of persecution. Viva Cristo Rey. Long live Christ the King. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.